This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. We always appreciate his help and hard work. We're talking about Super Doers. Murray Zlotsever is here, operations manager at the Joseph Priestley House. That's the Elm Street manager in Mifflinburg, a bookstore owner at two different locations, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this is just from memory, which is a terrible way for me to introduce somebody. But he's here today to talk about the Priestley House, and he's done a lot more out of state too, so lots of folks know them in lots of places, and lots of places are better off for your efforts over the decades as well. That's the key.
Thank you.
And so we just appreciate you all you're doing now, Murray, in Northumberland. I'm going to call her Dr. Colleen Epperle-Ruths one time and one time only. She's Colleen Epperle-Ruths from Northumberland, board president at the Friends of the Priestley House Museum. Okay. And also happens to be a former Shikellamy teacher, works at the CSIU, and we just talked to you not too long ago, that a year or two ago?
Yeah, that was Teacher of the Year thing.
Okay, or 250th of Nori. I know you got some involvement in that, right?
Could be.
So, yeah, this is, like I said, these are the Super Doers. They get to sit on the other side of this table every morning, which has always been my greatest pleasures. I always get a little inspiration just from talking to them, plus the information they bring. All right, Murray, we have a native plant fair this week. It's tied to Remake Learning Days. I'll let Colleen do the remake part, but you tell us what's happening at the Priestley House this Saturday.
Well, this is the first annual, what we're calling Urban Native Plant Fair. As you said, Saturday, May the 20th. It'll be from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. We've got lots of things going on that day. We have a variety of vendors that are going to come that are all kind of garden and plant related, and we're also having master gardeners, and I'll let Colleen talk about them. 4-H Club is going to be there. We're going to do children's activities. The house will be open for tours in the afternoon from 1 to 3, and we will be charging admission fees just for the house tours. The rest of the day is all open. Some of the vendors that we have coming are Hackenberg Apiaries, who will be selling honey and beeswax and associated products. Gettysburg Gardens is coming up. They do native trees, shrubs, and perennials. Locally, we also have Engels Farm and Greenhouse, who be selling annuals and perennials and herbs and vegetables, the whole gamut of things. Also, we have Something Special Flower Shop from Sunbury will be there doing flower baskets. And we do have one food truck coming, and that's Pier 147 from Northumberland. So it's going to be a very, very busy day.
Well, fantastic. That sounds great. I definitely am going to make it down there 9 to 4 this Saturday at the Priestley House, which quite appropriately is on Priestley Avenue in Northumberland. You just Google it if you're not sure where it is, or ask everybody. Everybody in Norrie knows where it is. Just ask anybody. All right, Colleen, Remake Learning Days. This is a relatively new term to us.
Remake Learning Days started in the Pittsburgh area as a collaboration between the PBS station out there and the intermediate units to sort of open up and to encourage people in the communities to have an event for families and for children together in the limelight of Fred Rogers. And that's sort of like go out into your neighborhood and learn something.
Sure, and meet people who are the professionals in a field always seems to be the through line.
Yes, exactly.
Through this. I know we're going to be talking to the Penn Valley Airport folks and some of the pilots there. Remake is part of that statewide in one of the airports.
Correct,
Penn
correct.
Valley, so
the
aviation.
The intermediate unit runs a STEM ecosystem where we try to get people in the region and organizations in the regions that provide STEM opportunities for students together and talk and share our resources.
All right. And if folks hear this and they say, boy, that sounds like an alphabet soup, just remember, between the schools and the CSIU, you have folks saying, yes, schools teach STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, but we're going to raise it up and make sure that it's super available all the time and that kids hear opportunities and get tons more exposure to it so that they get, well, I guess it's to what, show them or teach them opportunities, really.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, so through work, through PA Smart Grants, we've been able to provide STEM supplies to the libraries and children's museums in the region. So, yeah, it's just an outreach for all that.
And that leads us to the Priestley Day this Saturday, or Priestley House this Saturday. So walk us through your perspective, this idea of examining native plants and herbs and making sure that all things sort of horticultural get brought up.
So for the students that are coming and the children that are coming to the museum, there'll be opportunities for them to interact with the master gardeners from the region, from Northumberland and Montour County. They'll be providing just a little craft and some ideas about gardening. We also have two opportunities to learn about Gardening 101. One of the Master Gardeners is presenting. We have another Master Gardener presenting twice during the day about how to make your house and your yard more native friendly, because we talk about birds losing bird species, and that's because of loss of environment. But the real loss of environment is because of the loss of the plants that supply the bugs for the birds to feed their babies. And so we need to have native plants in our yard so we can actually have bugs. And so when I see holes in my plants, I'm like, yay, there's bugs for the birds to eat.
So you're happy when the leaves get eaten on stuff.
Exactly, exactly. We all should be.
Okay. Well, and I know this has all been kind of brought up lately, this idea of native plants, particularly since we seem to get more dry spells. Native plants are drought resistant. They're used to dry spells, unlike my peonies that think that this is a terrible situation when it doesn't rain for 2 days. So that's one of the reasons that's brought up. Well, but a native plant is a more eco-friendly system. I mean, it doesn't spread, it doesn't cause any disruption, it kind of belongs.
Native plants are what we traditionally call weeds, especially like the lower ones, but those. And actually, dandelions are not native. They actually came from Europe. But the plants that milkweed and pokeweed and all those plants that we don't think are pretty are actually really, really important for the environment. So
right, and believe you me, there are lots of native ground covers that are just spectacular to look at. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody's forget-me-nots are in full bloom now and all of those kind of things. So, I didn't like dandelions until I had bees, and then I got a whole different perspective.
Exactly, and the finches eat them, too.
Oh, is it? Okay, I don't think I've seen that.
And they
that
have
yet.
Deep roots, so the water goes down to the water table instead of running off like regular lawn.
Yeah, the dandelions are drought resistant. I know this
they
to
are.
Be true. Okay, so this is happening. Landis Valley Museum is going to be there with heirloom seeds. Somebody tell me about that. What happens when you talk heirloom seeds?
So Landis Valley Museum is part of the Pennsylvania Museum Commission that we are also part of, and they run a larger event very similar to what we're trying to institute here. And they have a project where they grow heirloom, mostly vegetables, that are vegetables that don't normally, you won't see them normally in your greenhouses and things like that. So they are vegetables from maybe like the 1850s, 1880s. So heirloom vegetables, tomatoes, peppers, the gamut. So we'll have those plus some other heirloom. So older, less HGMO.
Right. Well, it wasn't that long ago we didn't talk about heirlooms at all. I think Dr. Soike over at Bucknell made us have a conversation about heirloom tomatoes and heirloom plants and heirloom sheep and all these things. He used to say, well, there's some species of farm animals that are endangered. And we all thought, well, aren't all farm animals endangered? But he says, no, we could lose a whole line of them. Murray, congratulations to you. you on what you're doing down at the Priestley House, because you've turned it from a noun to a verb, that now the Priestley House is something that's doing. It's things you do. It's places, a place you go. Tell us about the fact that the Priestley House isn't intended to be just a museum.
No, we're really trying to make it a center of the community where people can come for a variety of things, but yet still related to Joseph Priestley and his legacy in science and education, just across the board. All of those things are very important. Our campus, so to speak, is open. We want people to come there, whether we're having events or not. We've done some beautiful, beautiful gardens these last couple of years. We're going to continue to do that. Over the next several years, we're also hoping to put in an area that will be for youth and family activities related to science, kind of things that will be outdoors. So all this is important. We're still creating new events like this Urban Native Plant Fair is brand new. We're going to do a Scout Day in September, also new. And one of our board members, Lori McCants, who's retired from the Bloomsburg Theater Group, is going to do theater workshops this summer for intermediate kids. So lots of things going on as we just move forward.
And music on the lawn.
And music on the lawn, yes, which we're doing for the second year. Last year we did 3 events. This year we're doing 5 events. Again, oriented towards different genres of music, but we're also, again, having KJ Ryman Snyder Wagner there to do a family kind of kids' night with music. So, all very exciting.
Is this supposed to be a full-time job, operations manager?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
But he makes it look like it.
Or you make it look easy, one or the other.
No, it's not easy.
Okay, well, you do a fabulous job.
Thank you.
The whole town's better off for you, so thank you for that. We're going to recap now. We're near the end of our 10 minutes. So, this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., make a pitch for folks to consider going, please.
Well, lots of activities, and one activity I forgot to mention and want to, is we're doing a free book giveaway to children. We got a grant from a local foundation, so at special events and even when children come to tour, they get to choose a free book on science or nature or history. So, you know, parents, grandparents, bring your children and grandkids out, because we will have a table set up to give books away.
Free if you have any giveaway. Questions, go to our website.
Yeah, what is the website, and please make a pitch for folks to go.
It's Joseph_Priestley_house.org, yeah, or hyphen. Is it hyphen? Okay.
Yes.
All right, it's a hyphen in between those. And you can see the whole calendar of events, because we do have things going on from 10, you know, Master Gardeners coming, speaking. We have a dedication to some of our former, we're dedicating some park benches at noon. And, we've got the... I feel like there's a lot of other things with the open house.
Well, fantastic. Yeah. Tons of stuff. 9 to 4?
9 to 4.
Right. Okay, fantastic.
Unless we sell out of everything.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. You'll go till 4 in case some kid shows up for a book. You'll give him a voucher or something.
Exactly.
So, but Murray's Law Server is the operations manager of the Joseph Priestley House, and Colleen Epler-Ruths is the board president of the Friends of the Joseph Priestley House. Thank you both so much for all you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Native and Herb Fair is this Saturday, 9 to 4, at the Priestley House in Northumberland.